So we're in Slab City, California, at the Lizard Tree Library. The library here is an autonomous collective, first built in 1999, and then the person that built it unfortunately passed away in 2003, sat basically abandoned for a number of years until my friend Cornelius found it and reestablished it in 2014. We don't believe in the Dewey Decimal System, okay. But our books are just all arranged by genre. And the entire place is built out of basically reclaimed lumber and materials, whatever we can get our hands on out here as far as, you know, building materials, lumber, plywood, sheet metal for parts of the roof, plastic motorhome siding for other parts of the roof. We have a bar here at the library in which we offer beer for donations. Behind the bar is the personal book collection of some of us, and also a 3D collage created by Cornelius that consists mostly of doll heads nailed to a beam.
You make your own booze?
We do, yes.
How do you do that?
A couple of different ways. We sometimes get these bags of frozen blueberries from the government.
They just, like, drop them off?
Well, we have to go pick them up,
okay.
But we don't have refrigeration or a freezer here, so we can't really keep them frozen. So we just squeeze them out and then strain all the juice out, pour the juice into a bottle and put some sugar or honey and yeast in it, and then just let it sit, and it becomes wine eventually.
How long does that take?
A couple weeks, yeah.
I've been buying booze this whole time.
Because capitalism has told you to buy booze. Instead, you can just go and get grape juice or any kind of fruit juice, really. The last batch of grape wine that we made was probably a good 10 to 12% at least.
I mean, so if this is like a sort of a loose collective, and then the government gives someone blueberries, how do you even...
Well, the government gives the entire community blueberries. And it's not just blueberries. They give us canned food and stuff like that. Once a month, the government comes by and gives whoever wants to sign up for it free food. Oh. It's just like going to a food bank.
What would be the most useful things, you know, for to enrich your tribe?
Well, cash and money is always the most useful because it's the most versatile.
And what would you guys use the money? What does it go towards?
Just maintaining goes, space? Yeah, maintaining the space. Other types of food like pizza and cheese and stuff like that. Food for the animals it goes toward also. Food donations for people are good too. We like to also eat. We also like to eat.
Anything else besides books? I assume you take donations of books.
We're trying to actually discourage people from giving us a lot of books because earlier in the season we had 3 cargo vans full of books show up.
What is the amount that people need to live here?
For us around here, another thing that the cash goes toward is paying the internet bill. So that the crew can have Wi-Fi, and also...
And where does the Wi-Fi come? Did they install a pole? Where do you get a satellite? What do you got?
It's a repeater type of thing from a tower somewhere in town that way.
Okay.
It's not very strong, and it's not very fast.
You guys can't watch porn, I guess.
Not really, no. If we all decided to, like, turn our phones off and just watch porn together, like, on a computer, you know, then we could do it, yeah.
Okay. How would you describe Slab City?
A lot of people come here for a lot of different reasons. A lot of people are either veterans or just don't care for society. And this is a place where we can get out of society and just be ourselves without worrying about judgment. I mean, you know, there's a lot of traveling people that come through here. You know, whether they're hitchhiking or living in a van and just passing through or whatnot. So it's almost never the same group of people. I really enjoy meeting new people. I just don't like large groups of people. I actually first came through here in 2015 for a travelers gathering, actually, from a website that I'm a part of. It is squattheplanet.com. It's a website all about, it's like an internet forum, all about mostly unconventional methods of travel, like hitchhiking and hopping freight trains and stuff like that. So I first came for that, which was in October of 2015, and it was hosted here at the library. And I kind of just fell in love with the place.
Yeah.
So I came back the next season and got more involved, and now I've come back this season and have been put in charge of the place. I really love it here.
Drink your Mountain Dew.
Okay, we can...
This is how I know you're a redneck, secretly.
I actually grew up in Orange County, California.
Everyone I know drinks Mountain Dew is from North Carolina.
But I do love Mountain Dew. And I did live in North Carolina for a while while I was in the Marine Corps.
You're a Marine?
Yes.
How was that?
I don't regret doing it when I did, but I don't think I'd do it again. They do play a lot of head games, and that's why I'm glad that I got out when I did and didn't go back in. I've been out for 8 years now.
Marines, what, like 17?
Nope.
You just look like you're...
I just look really young.
Oh, good for you.
I'm actually 31.
Okay. For a guy who's been a Marine and a traveler, you got baby skin. You're a lucky boy.
Yeah. There's a reason I don't shave. It's because if I shaved, I would get carted to buy goddamn ice cream.
Do you have any tips for people who want to come and experience this and support it in a healthy way?
Number one is a lot of people forget when they walk in here that this is also several people's home. Mm-hmm. We live here, you know, and... A lot of people don't take that into account. And another thing is that some people sometimes come in and, like, point cameras out at everybody like it's some kind of a zoo,
right.
And we are not a zoo. We don't mind pictures, but you got to ask if you want to come in and take pictures of the place, you got to ask the people that are in that shot, because some of our crew doesn't like to be photographed for their own personal reasons. Basically, good etiquette for Slab City in general, especially if you're like taking pictures of the different camps or whatever to donate to those camps. We do have a Facebook page, which is just Slab City Library. There's Cornelius has a YouTube channel. It is their name, Cornelius Van Gogh, V-A-N-G-O.
That's her given name?
It's her chosen name. Their chosen name. But I also have a YouTube channel, which is Wasteland Librarian. So it was a quote by Mark Twain about travel. Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm so glad to be here. Where else should I go?
If you can make your way out to Goonies, that's a fucking great...
Where's Goonies?
They got a bunch of animals.
Like an animal? Oh, God!
I know, I've seen it, but it says Goonies Farm.
Michael, hi. Can you just tell me a little bit about this place that I'm in and what it looks like and sort of how you made it?
I came here 3 years ago, and I was actually sitting in New York, and I was going on a computer about just different ways to live, and then I put in free living and Slab City popped up, and then I did research about it, and I did a lot of research about it and it almost had me not even coming out here, and then I finally did, and I stood back on the sidelines for a little while before I committed into doing any type of like making a camp or anything like that. And then I thought it was going to be a lot harder to live off-grid, and it's actually super easy.
So as you walk in, there's like an incredible maze of trees that leads to what looks like an old adobe hut. And it's really shady, really pretty. And let's see, you've got sheep, and you've got sparrows, and you've got ducks, and you've got chickens, and...
You have a pig. Where's your pig?
Back there, you didn't see it.
He used to have a pig.
And my pig is like my best friend. It is. Oh man, I can't kill him. I can't kill it. Like, and you just barely touch his belly. And oh man, he's like, he just lays down. He's a good pig.
This looks like a lot of work. You know, you make it seem easy, but quite frankly, I'm looking around. It seems like really feats of engineering and brain power that I don't think I have. But did you have background in this?
I just got a creative mind, I guess. I know how to stay off my cell phone.
Fair enough.
I mean, what was your goal in making
To live, to bring it your basics of life. Like, you need food, so you need to learn how to grow food. If you like fish, you got to learn how to farm fish. You got to feed your fish. You can't really go out, and you got to think about all this stuff, like the ways to live, like the circle of life, and try to create it where you don't have to go out in society and buy it all.
And it seems like you've got a bunch of solar power hooked up.
Everything off solar, and it works. Works great. We have a projector that we project on a 8x16 screen.
How many friends come over for movie nights? Is it like everybody sort of rocks up here and everyone's
welcome? Yeah, everybody's welcome. Sometimes we get a nice crowd, and then there's some nights that it's just us.
What's tonight's movie?
Well, tonight I think we might be watching Californication.
Like, when you guys are sitting around watching a show about, like, super privileged L.A., do you just feel sorry for them? Or you just, like, do you feel free? What is it, the feeling that you get from watching something like that?
I don't know. This is freedom out here. I ain't got to go to a 9-to-5 or nothing like that. I just wake up, do my thing.
Have you ever had a 9-to-5?
Yeah. What was it?
Yeah, I was a buyer for Dresser Rand.
Dresser Rand?
Yeah, in New York.
What's that?
It was a big company, and a lot of it I can't talk about. But
did you wear a suit? Because I bet you clean up pretty well.
Yeah, I used to wear a suit and a tie and all that bullshit, but not anymore.
And you've got bone necklaces?
Fox rib bones. It's gotten broken from cracking people's backs and stuff like that.
Where did you get a fox?
Out there. You trap them.
Did you know before you moved out here when you were working as a buyer how to kill animals?
Yeah, no. No, I've always done that since I was a little kid. Like, just learn. I love to do stuff with nature.
And where was this?
In New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
Everyone I've met has been incredibly nice, truly. But, I mean, I imagine in a society where there it might just be some people sometimes that you have to deal with in a, I'm sure, a loving way. But, like, how do you sort of keep your place safe?
We've established boundaries, and people know to leave those alone. And if they get crossed, then, yeah, like, we're lawless out here. If you need to take care of an issue, then you take care of an issue.
What does that mean?
Like, just for say, if we find out if there's a chomo in there.
A child molester.
Chomo. And if you're found out to be a chomo, you're like, we'll ask you to leave. And if you don't want to leave, then we'll just burn your camp down.
Is there anything else besides child molesters that are not welcome?
Well, I don't know. You just don't come out here and be a dick, you know? I mean, just be cool. Be cool out here. And people are cool to you.
Okay. I like it.
Of all the people I've met, like, you could probably clean up some women, I would imagine.
I don't go for all that crap out here. Like, you catch a lot of diseases out here. You gotta be smart.
There's not, like, a couple, like, hot traveler chicks that you've tagged down?
No, like, this is my home. Like, they'll tell you I hardly ever leave here.
Can I ask you some questions about, like, if someone wanted to do this, what would they really need to save in order to build up some infrastructure to start off?
Well, they're going to need solar, probably. Maybe a water tank, you know, to store some water.
And how much do those run you?
I mean, it depends, you know. Somebody could give you one. You never know. I mean.
So, like, if I have $1,000, can I move out here and figure it out?
Very easily.
Yeah, yeah.
How long can I live if I have no chickens or fish farms or...
They have things out here where they'll help the people out, Ernie's and the Chambers of Commerce. I don't really tend to go to those, but they're there if people need them.
And what does that mean? That means that the government will assist you as a member of Slab City?
They'll give you free food and stuff like that. And every once in a while, I'll put water in my truck. I got big tanks, and I'll go in there and give them water. There's a lot of people that'll charge to pump you water, and people ain't got the money. It's like, so I just go in there and do it.
You're like the Robin Hood of the Goonies.
Well, I don't mind, you know, like helping out somebody that don't have any money.
So you must be very popular here.
I don't, like, tend to think so, but I'm a nice person.
Did you come here with friends, anybody? You came all by yourself?
My backpack, that's all I had. And then I got a tent. And then I got 2 pieces of plywood. And then... that's where it all began.
You've made yourself a fucking palace, sir. And so when you come out here, I guess one of my real beginning questions was, like, do you ask permission, or you just, like, ask the neighbors, or you just, like, pick your own plot, or how did you pick this space?
In the slabs, like, you can basically just go there. this actually belongs to a landowner, and I talked to the landowner, and he gave me the rights to be here.
Technically, could he take it away if he wanted, or no?
Theoretically, I guess, like, but he's not that type of guy. He's just an old laid-back guy, old farmer. And he loves what we're doing here as well. Like.
And so is this where you're going to be? Like, you look pretty young. What are you, 35, I guess, 36-ish? I don't know. 37. Okay, so you're 37. You're just going to keep making bigger ponds and learning more agriculture and just hanging the fuck out.
I mean, I travel. I got a truck. And I got a friend with a home base in Kentucky and several other places I go and hang out. Go to Winnemucca and Nevada, I think that's where it is. All sorts of places, but I like travel.
Well, you have any advice for people about how to live a better kind of life?
Or for your kind of life, you are so cute.
If the best thing they want to Google is learning how to get down to the basics of life again, learn that, because people don't even know that.
What are the basics of life?
Shoot, even putting a seed in the ground, even learning how to grow something, you're even trying to catch a fish or how to know where to go to find a worm to even catch a fish. There's a lot of people that don't even know how to do that kind of stuff.
Do you have any thoughts about sort of why we're here, where we are as a society in general? We could just stay with America, you know, like what the fuck happened to us?
It's a big illusion through the government. I know the government wants you to be as confused and uncoordinated as possible.
And they're doing a really good job.
Yes, they are. Everything is convenient. Or they numb your mind. They numb your kids' mind by putting bullshit cartoons and, well, they put something educational or like try just, there's so much stuff that we could do better on that we're pushing away from because it creates a lot of free thinking. They don't want that, you know. It's like,
That's really well said. And it's funny, most of the people I've spoken to here who have said the word illusion. That seems to be the, like when I ask, like, what is your advice? You're like, you aren't an illusion.
I was, like, trying to live this life out here and going back to New York to this chick named Brittany, and it just wasn't working out.
But she sucked good dick, didn't Brittany?
Oh, she did not.
She did not suck good dick.
No, she did not.
What are you doing, bro? What did you like about her?
We went out and did a lot of, like, rock hounding and shit like that. Going to find minerals and shit like that. You're up in New York, right?
Yeah.
All right, so go to Jamestown in New York, up in the Adirondacks, and look for Herkimer diamonds. It's a lot of hard work, but it's beautiful.
This is one of the oddest recommendations anyone has ever given me. I love it. I want to thank you so much. Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
Nope.
No.
No, you told me too much. You are really so charming. I just love this place so much. Greetings, dear listeners. As I record this, I'm sitting on a balcony overlooking the Pacific Ocean. There are giant rainbow-colored macaws gliding through the air and little capuchin monkeys they're just leaping from branch to branch, catching the little branches with their little tiny hands. It's the best. I love Costa Rica. I highly recommend it to anybody who's having the winter blues. I love Slab City. They've got a Facebook page and a YouTube page. Please donate to them. They are a very worthy cause. They are full of wonderful humans who are making the world a more literary place, one book at a time. You can find all of their links on my website. You can check out any of my writings on thecools.com. Just put in my name in the search bar and you'll find all of my articles there. They are highly inappropriate and a little bit racy. So, read them with a bit of salt. You can always contribute to my Patreon campaign. I will be posting secret videos and a couple secret episodes up there. So if you need more of my voice, and I'm not really sure why you would, you can follow me there.
And don't forget to check me out on Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter at Genuinely False, on my website www.zoenightingale.com. Over the next coming weeks, I'm going to be putting together all of the interviews I did at the Iboga Wellness Center here in Liberia, Costa Rica. It is an amazing place with a wonderful African medicine that is helping people all over the world come to terms with themselves. It is a pretty magical root bark from God, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. So sending you love, guys, from an unbelievable sunset in a gorgeous fucking city.